Mansions v. Evictions. Two articles in The Observer on the 5th of March highlighted the Britain we live in today. On the one hand, over 200 wealthy oligarchs choose to pay £218,200 in tax, rather than to declare which £20 million plus mega mansions they own. There are 210 properties worth more than £20 million owned for these people by offshore companies. On the other hand, for the many who have to work to survive, housing benefit has been frozen by the Tories. George Osborne, previous Tory Chancellor, capped housing benefit payments as part of the Tory aim to cut welfare. Shelter, the housing charity, has warned that families will have to find hundreds of pounds extra every month to avoid eviction. Shelter found that in 1 in 4 areas of England, the combination of rising rents and the benefit freeze means families with one or two children living in a two-bedroomed home and claiming housing benefit will have to find at least £100 extra rent a month over the next year. Evictions will rise significantly as a result of these vicious attacks, and as a result, local authorities will have to provide emergency accommodation, which is often unsuitable. We are in a housing crisis, where working class people are forced into expensive rented accommodation, and then evicted, when they can't afford increased rents. We need a massive program of building council accommodation. We demand that Labour and Plaid Cymru councils and the Assembly implement no-cuts budgets using their reserves and borrowing powers, linking up with the trade unions, to build a campaign of mass resistance, to kick out the Tories. Mark Evans, Gorsenan, West Wales.